It's Friday, the 28th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The SWAPO party has secured a preliminary lead in the regional councils and local authority elections, having been confirmed as the winner in 56 constituencies, an announcement made before midnight by the Electoral Commission of Namibia. According to the Namibia Press Agency, SWAPO led in 12 out of the total 14 regions in the regional council elections. In other news, the Directorate of Veterinary Services has confirmed 3 new rabies cases in Cape fur seals at Pelican Point following an earlier case at Walvis Bay Lagoon. Officials urge continued vigilance as monitoring intensifies. Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform spokesperson Simon Nipandulwa.
The common signs for rabies in seals are aggressive behavior, disorientated and uncommon movement, unusual vocalization, excessive salivation, dumbness, paralysis, and death. The directorate would like to urge travelers and the general public to be cautious when visiting areas where seals are found and to be on the look for any rabies signs in seals. Avoid close contact in Cape fur seals by not touching them or feeding them.
To South Africa now, where the EFF is marching to Johannesburg's Constitutional Court today, demanding the release of the long-awaited Phalaphala judgment. The EFF wants Parliament's decision not to adopt the Section 89 panel findings overturned, which concluded that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa had a case to answer after the 2020 Limpopo farm break-in. EFF spokesperson Sinao Tambo.
Norms and standards of the courts of this country say that judgments should be released within at least 3 months. So the Constitutional Court sitting on this judgment for over a year reflects not only a high level of incompetence, but also gives credence to suspicions that judiciary may be captured, as we've seen with allegations made by Lieutenant General Ntlantla Mkhwanazi.
A Tunisian appeals court on Friday sentenced 40 opposition leaders, business and media figures to jail terms ranging from 5 to 45 years on charges of conspiring against state security. The state news agency TAP said the case, according to Reuters, was one of the largest prosecutions for security offences in the North African country's recent history. And Amnesty International says Israel continues committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire from 10 October. Since then, at least 347 people, including 136 children, have been killed with no change in conditions or intent, Amnesty has warned. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.